executive director of another organization. Didn't do all that well. I was too inexperienced, and I didn't know what to expect. I know there was times in the past when, you know, things weren't as smooth as they are now. I have a couple board meetings I went to with a resignation, you know, sitting right here in my pocket just in case. It took me a few years even being here to really get my feet on the ground and build the confidence to take over and be a strong leader.
You just heard from Jamie Perillo from the Canfield Casino. Jamie is a lifelong historical reenactor, but he's better known as the director of Saratoga's History Museum.
Well, the director generally is the person that's responsible for everything. The staff reports to me, and I'm also responsible for the fundraising and planning of special events. We're a very small staff. Primarily, it's the volunteers that really help us run. I mean, this year, I think they donated about $80,000 worth of donated service alone. I mean, we couldn't do it without them.
What led you to become involved with museums generally?
It was an accident.
Is that right?
Yeah. I grew up nearby in the village of Schuylerville. I always loved Saratoga Battlefield. I was enthralled with the Revolutionary War. But I also remember as a young kid playing with my plastic dinosaurs, and I would build museums. And I said, I'm going to run a dinosaur museum one day. And obviously, I didn't take any courses along those lines, but I got a history degree, and it morphed into a professional career.
It seems like you still get to interact with a lot of people day to day. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, I interact all the time. I mean, in a small museum, you have to. And that's what keeps your feet on the ground and keeps you fresh, too. If I just sat behind a computer all day, you're going to become a curmudgeon and not want to have fun. But working with visitors, giving a tour, that's what it's all about. I enjoy it.
Did COVID make it hard to stay at all?
COVID was a challenging time for us. We took it, hit it head on. As soon as we got the green light to reopen, you know, we looked at the guidelines. What did we have to do? Bam, we did it. So, yeah, it actually, I think, helped us build a strong camaraderie because those of us that worked hard on it together pushed us through. But by doing that, we were a step ahead of some organizations that didn't open right away. Because we, even though we're a nonprofit, we're still a business. And if you don't operate with the mindset of a business, you're not gonna make it. One of my former board members always said to me, he's like, you can have the best programming in the world, but if you don't have the money to pay for it, it doesn't mean a thing.
I've heard a lot about Canfield Casino being a haunted place. And I'm aware you've spent a lot of time here, and to know that you've spent a lot of time on the remnants of battlefields as well. And I'm wondering, has your view of the supernatural changed?
No, it hasn't changed at all, actually. I always believed in ghosts, but working here, I've just really developed just a kind of a respect for it, because it's here. I personally believe in it. We've embraced it here at the museum in a way that, you know, we provide our ghost tours, but we always add that element of education in there. So whether somebody realizes it or not, when they go on one of our ghost tours, we're still talking to them about the artifacts. We're talking about the history of the building. And we force them to learn whether they thought they were just coming to be entertained or not.
With regard to the ghosts, do you feel like it matters if it's true to you or to the public?
If I don't believe, I shouldn't be telling the stories. And we only have a few of us that we'd actually allow to do the ghost tours, at least the ghostly parts of it, because we actually believe. And most of the people that attend our ghost tours really do believe. There's always the person that was forced to go on the tour with their friend or spouse. But yeah, my view hasn't changed at all. I mean, we're a haunted building.
I'm curious as well, what is the history you're trying to relate with the Canfield Casino?
You know, we're one of the oldest museums and historical societies in the state of New York, and it's really neat how we were formed, who these people were that formed us, and how, because really the organization did change quite a bit, going from a historical society, which was essentially an elitist organization, to becoming a brick-and-mortar museum, and then coming into this building, the Canfield Casino, making this our permanent home for the past 100-and-some-odd years. We're kind of lucky here with the casino is that it's the most elaborate casino in the country, or it was. It was, you know, operated by John Morrissey, an Irish immigrant, Tammany Hall stooge, head of the Dead Rabbit Gang. He was a heavyweight prize fighter. He was a congressman. It's one heck of a great story. An immigrant who became a politician who was doing illegal things while making money in the casino and also being in Congress. We focus strongly on the Gilded Age, really because that's what the building that we have, but there's a lot more to Saratoga Springs history than that. Pre-Gilded Age, you've got Irish immigrants who are settling in the Dublin area of the Saratoga, which is the west side. Eventually, the Italian immigrants come in, and they live in that area, still called Dublin. African Americans live over there on Congress Street and in Dublin. So you've got distinct communities. It's pre-Gilded Age, but it's a part of the history that's not well documented because through history. Historians document the history of the rich and wealthy. If you look at some of the books that are written, like, it's a mess really to read these. They're not chronological, but they'll focus on prominent Saratogians or prominent residents of whatever community because they paid to get in there. So it's like who's who of the 19th century. And these people are just promoting themselves. So even that, you read that history, take it with a grain of salt, you know, because if they're paying to be in there, it's going to be written from a positive light.
You know, whether it's ghost stories or historical facts, why do you think we keep sharing these records of the past year after year?
I think people just love to learn about either their past families or the culture, or they look and you'll always hear them say the good old days or the old days. And you tell you what, living in the 19th century probably was not that easy. And I think people like to attach themselves to it.
Do you feel the need to correct people's romanticized views of the past? Or how do you view your role there?
I don't think it's my job to change somebody's mind. If they're happy thinking about what it is, but I will always give them that information, so it's up to them to change their mind if they want to.
Jamie explained that the casino made it easy to strike that balance between entertainment and education. At the same time, he expressed some dissatisfaction.
People want to be entertained. They want to learn, but they do want to be entertained when they go out there and they see it.
With all the text in the museum, for example, he told me they update them yearly as they learn more about history.
Now, I hate to say it, but very few visitors will read all the plaques we have up. I mean, I know if somebody is because it takes them 4 hours to get through this museum, but usually folks will read the first two or three lines. And typically now, like, if you see a panel with more than 150 words, I'd really love it if somebody would read it, but generally they won't.
Then I asked him if he ever thought about leaving the museum.
It would take a lot, and I'm not talking finances, I mean, a lot to leave an organization that you absolutely love. I enjoy coming to work. I love the people I work with. All my volunteers, the board members are fantastic. So why give it up? I do it, one, because it's fun when I'm out in the field, but also you're going to talk to visitors and you see their eyes light up. Each week we can usually have a couple of visitors who we remember. So you got that one person that asked a few really intelligent questions, really just wanted to converse with you, or you saw that you sparked them, sparked an interest, or that you say, now I got to go down and get that book, and they buy it. Then you know you did your job.
Before I interviewed Jamie, I visited the casino to attend the 142nd annual meeting of the Saratoga Historical Society. That's where I first heard him describe the museum's newest exhibit, titled The Founders. Opening next year, the exhibit would detail the history of the maintenance and ownership of the society dating back to 1883. Back then, it was started by Saratoga elites, so that the town's rich folk could share their fancy and private collections with other rich folk. Jamie then explained how the Canfield Casino was constructed separately under the orders of John Morrissey, that former congressman/boxer that he mentioned. In 1870, Morrissey operated the place as an illegal gambling house until 1906 when the city shut it down. It wasn't until 1912 that the city would buy the place for themselves and let the Historical Society set up shop there. Because the exhibit's all about the community and the people that made the museum what it is today, I asked Jamie if this exhibit would end with him joining the team in 2000.
It actually doesn't end. We talk about, in the text, we talk about what we did in the 2000s, our renovations, what our goals are, and, you know, it's open-ended, because if the exhibit is still here after someday when I retire and I'm gone, if somebody wants to add to it, feel free, go right ahead. Because one thing is, we're not as proud of as I am of everything we do here. It's not mine. It's not Michael's. It's not Charlie's. This is the community's museum. So somebody else may come in with a different vision from what the three of us have had as we've built this.
Understood. Thank you so much for your time, Jamie.
You're welcome.
I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
That was Jamie Perillo, acting director of the Saratoga History Museum. The Canfield Casino will reopen the first weekend of March after completing their annual renovation. They'll release the year's schedule at the same time, and there one can find information on fundraisers as well as monthly lectures that'll be held there. Not to mention, the Founders exhibit will finally be open too. We're Joschetti Liz and Carmile Mirza from Skidmore College, reporting with Hudson Mohawk Magazine.